Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now is Ryan Horvath from BetMGM Tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Check out his show weeknights. Him and Brad Evans do a spectacular job on the BetQL radio network. You can stream it on your Odyssey app too. Ryan, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm a little bit jealous. I wish I could be broadcasting live from the Brat Stop for the big game coming up this weekend. I'll never forget a couple of years ago when we did the broadcast there. Bart and I did the morning show, and then Bart stuck around and had a few beverages with some fans of the show, and I think his wife had to come pick him up. I don't know if that story shocked. I definitely know that he hung around for way too long after our show had ended. So I'm jealous. It's going to be a big game. Did I just say, is Charlie a Bears fan?
You haven't heard this story?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'll tell you the story. Yeah, he got brainwashed as a child. So I call him Chicago Charlie. His dad grew up in Wrigleyville. He grew up in Brookfield and played football at Brookfield Central. But because his dad is a fan of all these Chicago teams, he brainwashed Charlie into doing the same thing.
Well, I can't rip you, Charlie, even though you chose the wrong side for your NFL team, because I also grew up in Chicago, so I'm a Cubs fan.
No, you also didn't. You did. He did not. There's a difference there. You grew up there. Rami Makhlouf grew up there. Fine. It is what it is.
Yeah.
He did not grow up there. It's like my kid who roots for all Chicago teams, which I don't understand. Charlie, same way. I don't understand these people. I don't get it. Let's talk about the Packers and the Bears this week. I'm telling you right now, anything short of a blowout, and I'm going to be disappointed in the Packers.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think they're going to get the Bears' best shot this weekend.
And Two field goals from the Bears this week? 6 points?
I think we might see a better effort from the Bears offensively, at least in the first half, I would say, of this game, because I don't think Jeff Hafley and the defense are really going to know what to expect, because we don't know what to expect. I'm sure, you know, it's not going to be the most creative play calling. It's not like they're bringing in Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay to call the plays in Chicago. But, you know, Caleb Williams can't look any worse than he has the last 3 weeks. And it's crazy because you look at – and that's why they had to make the change. And I think that they should probably go even deeper and make the change as a head coach as well and get rid of Eberflus now while they can before Caleb picks up any more bad habits. Because you look at all these other quarterbacks, man, they're all getting better. Caleb's the only rookie quarterback that's actually regressing. Right now, he looks like the worst of them all. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's not playing right now after another knee surgery. Bo Nix looks better every single week, and Denver's winning football games. They should have just beat the Chiefs last week. Jaden Daniels looks awesome. We're about to see him in a couple hours here for the Commanders, right? I mean, everybody – Drake May looks like the best of them all. In my original take 3 years ago, remember Tank for Drake?
Yep.
That looks like the best take that I've had so far. He looks like the best of them all right now. He looks even better than Jaden at times. And then you have Caleb, who's really struggled, man. But I do think that they'll be able to hang tough for a little bit, at least in this game. I think Green Bay wins. I thought 6.5 points were too many, though. I think this will be a field goal game. I don't know. I don't think you want to hear that, but
I'll be absolutely livid. If this is a 3-point game,
right now this is the Bears Super Bowl.
No. Well, maybe. Yes. Okay, fine. I'll get down with you on that. And I told Charlie, I said, hey, man, if they beat the Packers, that maybe keeps Eberflus' job for another year. And then Charlie said, well, as a Bears fan, then I want them to lose because I don't want Eberflus back next year. So I hope they lose this game then if this keeps Eberflus' job. And I bet you if you were on the score in Chicago and you did that as a poll question, Packers win, Eberflus stays, Bears win, Eberflus stays, Bears lose, Eberflus gets fired on Monday. Which do you prefer? As much as they hate the Packers and Packer fans, I bet you every one of those Bears fans would say lose and get him out of here.
Well, and that's the thing. I think the only way that Matt Eberflus saves his job is if they win out, if they make the playoffs.
No, they don't have to win out.
Or if they beat Green Bay. Because, I mean, that's how important this game is and how big this game is. And that's what I love about Bears-Packers, right? It's still a rivalry, even though it's been a one-sided rivalry. I think what it all comes down to, here's why I think the Bears are going to be able to keep it close, right? Like, let's look at the matchup. Caleb Williams is really damn good, just like at USC. When he throws from a clean pocket. Like most young quarterbacks, he struggles when he's under pressure.
He hasn't
but
even been
he
good.
He struggles a lot more.
I'll stop. Even from a clean pocket, I'm watching film of him not throwing balls to Cole Kmet when he's wide open and trying to force balls down the field. I mean, he's taking too much time throwing the football, even when it is clean.
Well, okay, yeah, and that's a good point right there, man. The offensive line hasn't been good, but also Caleb Williams is – also, holding onto the ball way too long. Like, he's been charged with 22 pressures this season, yep. Which right now I believe is tied for fourth most among all quarterbacks. So he's hanging onto the ball too long. He's also a rookie. But if you look since week 8, I believe the Bears have given up the most pressures in the National Football League. I'm looking at it right now, 84, and they've also given up 21 sacks. That's the most since week 8. But are the Packers going to be able to take advantage of this weak offensive line and Caleb holding onto the ball too long? Because I'm still waiting for them to generate any type of pass rush. They fall into the bottom 5 in pass rush productivity, 17.2%, and pressure rate. With all those first-round picks, right? Like, Rashawn Gary's making how much money? I keep hearing about Van Ness, right? Like, when's he going to step up and have a 2-sack game?
You just blitz him.
They moved on. Yeah, I mean, you can blitz him.
That's what I'm doing.
Caleb's actually at his best, and I think he might pick you apart. This is why I think the Bears are going to keep this game a lot closer than people expect. I think the Packers win on a walk-off field goal.
They better win by 3 touchdowns. I'm telling you, I want a blowout. I want this thing done by the fourth quarter. I want it to be Tyson Badgett in the game in the fourth quarter for the Bears and trying to woo over. We want Tyson. We want Tyson. I want that by halftime in Chicago of them, the Bears fans, wanting Caleb Williams' butt on the bench. That's what I'd like to see. That's my dream state of mind right now. If it's a 3-point game, I'm not going to be pleased. Because that just is going to tell you, bye week or not, this team still isn't as good as they should be.
Did you guys hear the recent, the Bajent rumors? Not the,
yes.
The veteran players that wanted Shane Waldron gone. But also, the new rumor is now that he is responsible for all the play Bajent. And it went back to, like, last year. He was, like, going on message boards and fan boards, and he went to an ESPN reporter, I believe is the story that I saw today, and, like, was, like, doing a player X interview, like, saying that the locker room was calling for Bajent, but he was doing it for himself. Here's the thing, man. You drafted Caleb Williams as the number 1 overall pick. Here's some of the comparisons I heard about Caleb Williams. If Prince were an NFL quarterback, he would be Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is the next Pat Mahomes.
Yeah,
I mean, you heard all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't sit him after 10 weeks, after 11 weeks. They got to keep rolling him out there. So, I don't care. We'll see,
I just want the fans chanting for somebody other than Caleb Williams during the Packer game. To me, that would be music to my ears. Chicago fans turning on their quarterback, I love it. I've always enjoyed it. So, I mean, if it was up to them, a lot of those fans wanted to keep Justin Fields, didn't even want to draft Caleb Williams in Chicago.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I just say really quick? Okay, so I'm in a big text thread every single Sunday, every single Monday, every single Thursday, whenever the Bears happen to play, right? And it's all my cousins and then some buddies from high school. We're all in the same thread, and they're all Bears fans except for me. And it is just hilarious how everything's changed, right? Like, first couple weeks of the season, Caleb's it. He's him. He's a generational, once-in-a-generation quarterback, right? After the Jacksonville game in London, they were talking rookie of the year. People were betting him to win MVP. Now, all of a sudden, I love these texts. It's like, oh, man, Caleb might suck. Oh, man, we got to get rid of Eberflus. Oh, man, Waldron's the problem. It's the blame game every single week. But it went from this guy's in the Hall of Fame year one to now he might not be that guy and we might be drafting a quarterback in a couple of years. I love it. That's why the Packers are the superior team. But, again, the Bears always get up for this game. If Aaron Rodgers, and I know he stinks right now, but if he's starting in this game, Packers probably win by 2-3 scores. And I love Jordan Love, man. But he's got to stop with the turnover nonsense. Way too many stupid interceptions this season.
A lot of stupid interceptions this season. Hey, how did our poll question turn out, Charlie? We had a poll question yesterday at the start of the show. We put up on Twitter at the Fan Milwaukee. Do you think Jordan Love in the second half of this year will play closer to what he looked like in the first half of this year or closer to the second half of last year? And I said, 8 games left, I think 5 interceptions, and then figure out however many touchdowns. He'll throw a bunch of touchdown passes, obviously. So I think it'll be closer to the first half of this year. What did the poll question say, Charlie?
They disagreed with you. 58.3% of the voters picked the second half of 2023 Love instead of first half of 2024.
Okay,
Love.
Where are you, Ryan?
I think we get the good Love the rest of the way, right? Like, if you look at the opposing defenses, now, I think Chicago's defense even is a little overrated right now. San Francisco's secondary he could take advantage of, especially at Lambeau Field. Then it's the Dolphins, the Lions, the Seahawks, the Saints, who just traded away Lattimore, their best cover corner. You know, in these divisional games, he better clean up the interceptions. I don't think if you were going to hang a number and you told me 4.5 or 5, I would bet the over, though. I still think he throws 7 to 8 interceptions. I just think that's who he is. I know that last year, you know, it also comes down to, like, Matt LaFleur, too, right? I did not love the play calling a couple weeks ago against Detroit. Why, Josh Jacobs, I want to say, was averaging, what, 8-9 yards per carry? Yeah. Thought he went away from the run game a little bit too early. And that's really what helped Jordan Love in the second half of the season last year. Remember, they started using Aaron Jones. He had like 5 or 6 straight games with the 100 yards on the ground for the first time in forever. And then that opened up the intermediate stuff. Jordan Love was throwing the ball in the middle of the field. Everything wasn't just him hunting the deep ball. That's where he's turning the ball over, you know, and just like the dumb stuff. I do think, though, coming out of the bye, man, you know, he's probably watched a ton of film and he knows what he has to clean up. So I do think he's going to clean it up a little bit, but I would probably go over 5 interceptions still. That said, though, that's the other thing about the Bears this weekend, man. When do you ever feel good about a Matt LaFleur team after the bye? They're the one team in the National Football League that stinks after the bye. They never look prepared for whatever reason. It's probably because they all get away from Green Bay for a week, and then they come back, and they're all fat and lazy. I don't know what it is, but I never trust the LaFleur team after the bye. They're always shaky, especially in the first half.
I guess I've never really looked into the numbers of what they are after the bye. Probably should check into
that. 2-3 or something like that.
Yeah, so that's nothing great. All right, let's talk about Badgers and Oregon. What do you got there?
I like the Badgers to cover. I think I'm probably the only person on this planet. At least that's what I'm hearing. But yet, it was 14.5. That was the spread. And now it's down to 14. And that's significant. It seems like that's not a big deal, right? It's a half of a point. But that's the difference between a 2 and 3 possession game. If you tell me Oregon's going to win this game by 14, I say, yeah, probably. But if you tell me Oregon's going to win this game by 17 points, by 20 points, 3 possessions, that's a different story because Oregon, I call this a sandwich spot. Look who they have next week, Washington. And I know they're not the same team, not even the same coaching staff, but you know Dan Lanning's going to have his guys up for that game because if it wasn't for Washington last year, Oregon probably would have won the national championship. But they beat them twice, and that's who they get next week. Camp Randall, I know I always say this, still a really tough place to play, especially when you get this game at night and everybody's able to tailgate throughout the day, right? And then we don't have to worry about the kids getting to their seats at 6 a.m. So I kind of think that Wisconsin's going to keep this a little bit closer. You know, Oregon's had a couple games this season where they could win by 40, but, like, they take their foot off the gas, right? They don't need the style points. They already have the best win in the country beating Ohio State at home. So now they just need to get to the Big Ten championship game, not get blown out by Ohio State. They don't even need to win it. They probably want to win it because you want to be that one seed and get the bye, but they don't even need to win it to get in. So I think the Badgers might hang a little bit closer. And plus, this is their Super Bowl. Like I'm saying about some of these teams, a lot of these teams have nothing to play for, really, you know, except for a better bowl game, a better bowl spot. And I think you're going to get their best effort this week. So I think we'll keep it close enough. But, you know, betting against Oregon always makes me nervous. I don't know if you guys saw that social media video. It's Dan Lanning. They go into the Big House in Michigan, and they blew out Michigan. And he was like, they're showing the pregame speech. He was doing the gladiator thing where you point your thumb down and you look up at the crowd and you say, are you not entertained? So that's the only thing I'm saying. Maybe, you know, maybe they'll be looking ahead, but I don't know that Dan Lanning teams actually look ahead. This could be a scary spot for the Badgers the more I think about it, but I bet them anyway, plus 14.5.
Wow, really? Yeah, that team always scares me. A game here on the Fan on Saturday, Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah, I bet Georgia in this game, and it stinks that I did it because I love Tennessee coming into the season, and they were my dark horse to win the national championship, but I think they're a year away still. Nico Imaliava, their quarterback, is questionable in this game. He's got to go for them to have a chance. And he just hasn't. I bet him to win Heisman. He looked awesome the first 3 games of the season. Then, like, the last 7, he's looked like a freshman and shaky in these big games. That said, though, they could run the ball, man. They have a really good running back, Samson. He's got, I believe, like 1,400 rushing yards already. But their offensive line actually hasn't been really good. It's been like him being an all-star. And now you got to go against Georgia, who's really good against the run. Kirby's got to be livid right now, just going crazy in these practices. They lose to Ole Miss. They had a couple of their players were celebrating with Ole Miss fans. I don't know if you saw that press conference.
Sure
did.
He just
called the kid an idiot straight up. Yeah, so would you want to be a Georgia football player right now? I'm sure practice has not been fun. Now, the point spread keeps going up, and I think that's for a good reason. As long as Carson Beck doesn't throw 3 interceptions in this game, I think Georgia wins by at least 10 points. The problem is, again, kind of like Caleb Williams, when he's under pressure, his quarterback rate is 23.5. That's worse than Graham Mertz those couple years with when he was in Wisconsin, man. Like, that's one of the worst marks I think I've ever seen. So he's going to have to protect the football. But I think Georgia's going to be able to run the ball a little bit here, and I think that they end up winning this game, unfortunately, just because Tennessee's beat up right now in the wide receiver room, and we don't even know if the quarterback's going to be able to play.
Is Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Thank you for coming on, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Go Pack, go. Also, bet our boys. Kansas is going to beat BYU and end their national title hopes. +3, Saturday night, late night. Thank you.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.